Chapter 4. We charged through the tunnels she was familiar with, but soon she was slowing, unsure if we were going the right way. More than once, we each had to take turns pissing in unoccupied cells. The lights flickered, the walls creaked, and occasionally I would catch a glimpse of space through far-off windows.
"Any idea what we're looking for?"
I asked, my heart thudding, my feet tingling with anticipation.
"First, making sure we don't get caught by any of them,"
she replied.
"Second, signs of twitch."
"And like you said, you don't know where she is, right?"
"No, but I have ideas about where to start."
She saw the worried look on my face and rolled her eyes.
"Relax, big guy. I've got you."
She started on down the halls again, so I just stuck close by, giving her enough distance for her tail to swish back and forth, as it did when she was nervous. My friends were probably back home right now, tuning in to their favorite show, Planet Kill. Sometimes I used to visit Donnie, this guy who I knew from way back when we used to work construction in the housing projects of the ghettos, but he'd changed. All he did lately was watch the Planet Kill spinoff Abaddon. That shit was sick. I mean, sick. Like, you had to be majorly twisted to be into that, and most regions outlawed it. Crazy guys and psycho bitches, all killing and fucking and loving that the cameras were on them. He'd paid off a few people and gotten an illegal connection to the feed, and now his house smelled like cumin nachos. So maybe I didn't miss Donnie much, but I was starting to wish I was back there with my old buddies, drinking my boy Loma's homemade brew while looking out at the space stations high above Earth. Then again, back then I didn't have charm. In fact, the last time I'd hooked up with a chick, even for a hand job, had been over a year ago, if I remembered correctly. Yeah, this foreman at the factory where we worked to put new mining equipment together. She'd made some joke about the drills. I think I said some stupid remark, like me loving the idea of drilling compared to what we were doing, but she'd misunderstood. She thought I'd made a joke about drilling her. I wish I had. It worked out, though. Her taking me around back and jacking me off right there just to watch me come. Not so different from this little interaction with Charm, I realized as we moved down another dark hallway. I still remember the way my boss had stared intently at my face, as if trying to memorize the expression I made as I finally ejaculated all over the oil stains and spare parts tossed out there. When it was over, she had shrugged, wiped her hand on my pants, and then gone back inside to get to work. Strangest thing to ever happen at that boring-ass job. And an actual lay? Shit, a year or two before that. Life was too busy, everyone too focused on getting out of poverty or getting wasted to forget how poor they were. Not me, but the dating pool was extremely limited. Apparently, all I had to do to get a date was get wrongly imprisoned for murder, almost die on the way, and then get pulled into another galaxy. Why hadn't I thought of that years ago? I laughed to myself at the thought, and Charm glanced back at me, moving her tail out of the way.
"You laughing at me?"
she asked. "No, just thinking about my situation."
"Oh, good."
She held up a hand, and then I saw it too. Shadows moving ahead, meaning we'd found someone or multiple someones.
"No more laughing,"
she hissed, then motioned me to the left where she gestured to the ceiling. Here it was a long way up, with multiple ledges along the way.
"Get me up there, then I'll pull you up."
"I don't know if you'll be able to lift me." She snorted back a laugh, then eyed me.
"Perhaps you didn't feel my super grip back there. Want another go?"
She jokingly made a jacking me off motion, then winked and said,
"Just shut up and lift me. You'll see."
With a heave, I had her up, and a moment later she was lying down on the ledge above, reaching for my hand. My eyes darted to her thin arms, but I shrugged, giving her the benefit of the doubt. Suddenly, I was off the ground, flying, coming up to land on top of her as she turned to catch me.
"Whoa there, tiger,"
she said with a grin.
"Why so eager?"
"That was just your strength?"
"Maybe get off of me and then we discuss."
Sorry. I rolled off and started to stand, then hit my head.
"Damn!"
She rolled her eyes again, motioning me to go. It was a small area, one that was just tall enough to crawl through. At least I was in the lead, so that tail wouldn't keep brushing my face. At least I thought this was a good thing until I felt something tickle my ass.
"Whoa!"
I hissed, turning as much as I could. I'm trying to keep my voice down as much as possible here to avoid getting found out, but really? She frowned, looked embarrassed, and then indicated her pointy fox ear.
It wasn't on purpose.
Your ear just tickled my ass? She bit back a laugh and nodded.
Sorry. Next time I'll make sure it's on purpose and not my ear.
No tickling my ass. Let's just avoid that.
Sure,
she said with a wink. No, don't do the say yes but wink at the same time thing, okay? Not on the ass stuff. She nodded, but I still wasn't sure she got it. An ex had tried that on me once, and it had even kinda felt good in a weird way. But then she wanted to take it to the extreme, showing up at my flat with a strap on and something for me to bite down on when it hurt. Fuck that. I made a rule that day that my asshole was off limits in sexual encounters. Not knocking the guys who liked that stuff, but it wasn't for me. Charm was careful not to let her ears poke me in the ass again, though she made a couple of comments about what a nice ass I had. She asked if my balls just hung straight down when I crawled like this, or whether they somehow stayed close to my body. And then she started telling me a story about how once she'd been playing some sort of sport with her super heroine friends back at the academy, and how one of the other girls had gone to catch the ball, but her hands heated up with all the excitement and the ball popped on impact.
That's a girl you don't want fondling your balls,
she said with a chuckle. I paused, turned to her, and said, You're kind of obsessed with balls.
What?
She tried to frown while smiling, but couldn't manage it.
Listen, all-girl academy, then this place? Imagine if you'd not been allowed near chocolate your whole life, and suddenly you have it in front of you, dangling, I assume, inches from your face as you crawl through a prison to fight super powerful jerks. Of course you might think about those balls, those same ones that were in my hand not long ago. Chocolate, balls. Not so different, really.
You must have weird chocolate where you're from, I said with a shake of my head. Because on Earth, chocolate is a rare delicacy and nothing at all like balls. She shrugged.
I bet your balls taste like chocolate.
Instead of responding to that, I just frowned, shook my head, and motioned for her to go ahead. There was no way I'd be able to keep crawling like that, knowing she would be staring at my rear and package thinking about my balls. As she passed, I understood my mistake and why she'd had those thoughts. Aside from the tail, my view was of her tight ass, perfectly formed, and her clothes even gave me a nice view of the mound that was her pussy. Then there was her scent, a scent that I was starting to realize had a perverting effect on me. I couldn't smell that and not imagine myself scooting forward and nuzzling up against her pussy, sticking out my tongue and letting her rub up against it. Damn. How far? I asked, trying to focus on the supervillains and the fact that they were going to try and kill me. Normally, that would be a thought I'd try to avoid, but at the moment, I knew it would keep me focused. She paused, arched her back, and sniffed. The sight was even more alluring, and I wanted to whimper. My hand even started to reach up in my desire to caress her. Take her right there. But I breathed deep, withdrew my hand, and told myself to grow the fuck up. I wasn't some horny teenager. This wasn't a love fest porno or even a live stream of Planet Kill. This was my life on the line here. Back home, I hadn't even really liked the action moments of watching Planet Kill. When I'd studied Kung Fu, I did so for discipline, for the art of it, and because it made my abs tight. Violence was for people like my brother. Yet, here I was, up against a whole prison ship, or station, or whatever the hell I was on, and all I could think about was this woman. It was almost laughable, if not for it being so terrifying.
Up ahead.
She finally said.
Not far, maybe 20 feet.
For another moment, she didn't move, then added,
Why are you breathing so heavily?
I'm not. Go. Loud clanging on metal sounded from ahead.
You sound like you're breathing really heavily.
Can we, please? I held my breath and she shrugged, moving forward again. We stayed silent, knowing that the enemy was so close. The passage narrowed, a blue hue seeping in from the edges of the wall paneling on our left. When we reached the edge of our current ledge, she held up a hand, gesturing me back. Below us, off to the right, was a group of people, though from this angle I could mostly just see their shadows and feet. We made our way along the ledge, moving until we were in a bit of an alcove and had a better view. There were at least four of them there, maybe more out of sight. One of them was a woman who leaned against a wall, playing with a ball of fire in her hands. Another woman was transforming herself, shifting back and forth between her human form and that of what looked like a dragon. The two men were watching, one toying with a knife, and then a third walked into view and started arguing with the man with the knife.
"This is why we haven't seen as many prisoners in the halls,"
Charm explained, as one of the men pounded on the door and shouted obscenities.
"They're forming cliques, each falling behind whoever they believe to be the strongest supers. I'm guessing these are laying siege to some other group, figuring that if they can defeat that group's leader, the supers following him or her will then turn to them, as they'll have proven they're more powerful. It's how Ranger works, with a set hierarchy of rules."
"My brother would have loved him," I said. Not wanting to get sidetracked and seeing the curiosity on her face, I said, "And what about Twitch? Would she be around here then?"
"I'm not sure,"
Charm said.
"But we have to try."
"If we can even reach the location. They might have people surrounding it."
"Ah, but you forget."
Charm held out her hands and vanished, then reappeared a second later.
"Cloaking. You might have to stay back and wait while I go and look into it."
"What if you run into Metallica? Will she not be able to sense you?" I asked. "Or me, with chains. I don't know if I want you to leave me alone." She took a breath, as if trying to stay patient.
"Listen, Breaker, you know we have to find her, right? I mean, if we want a chance at getting out of this place, we need her."
"Meanwhile, the enemies that this Ranger villain wants on his side, they're down there trying to kill each other off?" I asked, peering down at them. "I don't understand."
"What's confusing? They want to rip each other's balls off."
"First, not all of them have balls."
"Not half as big as yours, anyway,"
she said with a grin, then put a hand on my leg. "What's happening right now?" A shift in my pants told my mouth to shut up, just let it happen. She shrugged.
"Kinda hot, isn't it? All those killers right there, us here, so close, and yet they can't touch us."
"So the danger thing turns you on," I said, nodding. "No charm this time?" A shrug, and she said,
"Would that make it less awkward?"
"I think we should find Twitch, honestly." She frowned, then smiled.
"Oh, I mean, I don't think she'd be into it, but we can ask."
"Not what I meant," I replied, but my mind filled with the image of Charm and a beautiful woman both going down on me at the same time. I had to admit, that didn't sound so bad. Still, not what I meant at all. She frowned, fingers moving up my leg, brushing the side of my crotch. "You're not worried?" I asked. "I mean, what if she's hurt or trapped in some war like this?" Charm laughed, watching the bulge in my pants move.
"You're so cute when you're worried."
With that, she lunged at me, pressing her lips against mine as she fumbled with my hands and a second later had my cock out. Her lips and tongue tasted like her breath had, cherry hookah without the smoke. And for a second, I forgot that there was a supervillain standoff going on below us, not very far away at all. When I opened my eyes, she was staring at me, kissing me with her eyes wide open. "What?" I asked.
"Just fun to watch the way your face moves when I do this."
She gripped my cock hard, and my left eye twitched as my muscles clenched.
"Or this."
Then she stroked it, slow. Then faster than a non-super would have been able to, and my mouth dropped open as my abs clenched and I moved forward. "Maybe we should see what kind of faces you make," I said and scooted closer, my hand moving to her crotch. She slapped the head of my cock and scooted her hips back, then brought up a finger to wag in my face.
"Nuh-uh."
"Wait, what?"
I had to remember to keep my voice down as confusion welled up.
"You're kissing me, playing with me." I glanced down at my massive erection, fully exposed. "And you don't even want a gentle rub?"
"A gentle?"
She held her hand to her mouth to keep from laughing.
"Listen, Breaker, I just don't know you that well yet."
I frowned, gestured to my cock with both hands, and said,
Apparently, the mood was ruined because she grimaced and said,
"Yeah, you might want to put that away."
"I'm sorry. Is it because I wanted to touch you, too?"
"It's a bit presumptuous," she said.
"That's
all. Kind of ruined the mood."
Holy shit. I tucked myself back in, feeling the pain of it pressing against my pants, and grumbled as I turned back to whatever was happening down there. Apparently, someone had appeared and tried to blast the guys with plasma, but ended up killing one of the women. The others charged the door, pushing through. That's when the screaming started, followed by shots, explosions, and the sound of wind. Then silence. Whatever had happened, it was either over real fast or the team was moving in deeper for the true kill. It had me curious, but I knew the real focus was on finding Twitch. Coming to know her later, it shouldn't have been a surprise at all that she was the one to find us.
"I was wondering when he was going to put that thing away,"
a voice said, and then the wall to my left vanished. Crouching there, watching us with a look of amused annoyance, was a woman with green hair and a green outfit similar to Charm's red one. There was something about her face that made her beautiful, but it was more of a sophisticated, rich person sort of beauty. Not cute or hot, but beautiful. As I stared at her, I processed what she'd said, putting it together with the wall disappearing. "Oh my God," I said, eyes going wide and darting from her to Charm. Charm shrugged.
"I kind of figured she'd be around, or at least come back soon. This is kind of her spot."
"Her, meaning Twitch?" I asked. "You pulled my dick out knowing she might be here?"
"She is still here,"
Twitch said.
"And don't worry, you had nothing to be ashamed of."
I didn't say that. It's not what I meant. It's beside the point."
"Voice, lower it,"
Charm reminded me. I spun on her, about to explode, but she pointed to more villains who had just arrived below. I ground my teeth, glaring at her.
"If you're not embarrassed by it,"
Charm asked,
"what's the big deal?"
"Seriously?" My eyes found Twitch, and she shrugged.
"I didn't want to interrupt you two,"
Twitch said.
"That said, I'm not going to pretend I wasn't looking. Like I said, nothing to be ashamed of. You've got yourself a grade-A cock there, big guy."
"This is very weird," was all I could think. "Please tell me Jin isn't listening. Jin?"
"Jin wouldn't be caught dead here,"
Charm said, confused. Her eyes went wide, and she turned to Twitch.
"Oh, no, I swear to Aram, there's no Jin here. I didn't bring him. We weren't followed."
Twitch had instantly put up her hands, and pink, translucent screens appeared. She was frowning, glancing from the screens to me as what looked like code flew across them. I looked back to Charm, but she was staring at Twitch's screens with an excited fascination. My best guess was that she'd heard of this power, if that's what it was, but never seen it in person. Finally, Twitch bit her lip, swiped a hand through the air so that the screens vanished, and then nodded my way.
"You've got some connection to him, but he's not here,"
she said.
"Explain."
"What the hell were you doing?" I asked.
"Answer me, and I'll answer you."
Not being sure how much to trust her yet, I remembered I had my own screens of a sort and pulled one up about her. The difference was, she couldn't see mine. Moniker, Twitch. Status, supervillain, imprisoned. Special powers, altering physics. Notes, proceed with caution. "Altering physics?" I asked. "How does that work?" She blinked, her eyes running across my clothes, and then pulled up a pink screen, just one this time.
"Son of a bitch. What you just did. I've only known one person who could do that, and she's one of the elders, like Jin. So I ran a search for Lam, and strangely, it points at you. But not the full amount. It's like faint traces of her."
"Hold the fuck up,"
Charm said, turning to me.
"Are you actually Lam in disguise? Was that a fake dick?"
"What? No, no!" I had been too loud, apparently, because shouting had started below, and a shot of fire hit the ceiling nearby.
"Looks like you two are with me, at least until I get some answers,"
Twitch said, and she motioned for us to follow her. As she walked, she pulled up more of those pink screens and looked like she was typing in the air. New commands popped up, numbers scrolling. A wall went up to shield us to her side, while the one ahead split for us to walk through before closing again. My heart thudded as I tried to understand this, pushing myself forward. This shit was crazy, but I was glad to be on her side, even if just temporarily.